Hello, my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust. And the date today is the 14th of July 2009. And if I can please ask you to state your full name, your date of birth and where you come from.
Matthew Freeman, 6th of the 12th, 79, Barnsley.
And how are you today?
Good, thank you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now then, can I ask how you first heard about this project?
I first sort of learnt about the plinth a while ago because I've seen the different things that have been on there before, and then I heard about this through the press and papers and things.
Yeah. And what was it that made you want to apply to be on the fourth plinth?
I kind of thought it would be interesting to see what other people did, but also what I'd do. I go to a lot of art galleries and stuff and see a lot of art, and I've got a lot of ideas about it. So more about sort of people's perceptions and stuff like that.
Yeah. And what are you going to do on the plinth today?
I spent ages thinking about it, whether to do something completely random or try and do something a bit more sort of considered and arty. So what I'm going to do is, I've got kind of this idea that you're on the plinth and you're on your own and you've got an hour and no one's going to bother you, and I would never really get an hour on my own anywhere. So the fact that I've got an hour to do whatever I want, I kind of thought about what I do before I go to bed, and that's kind of when I do have an hour of silence on my own, and I always mean to write in my diary and I never do. So I kind of thought, right, I'll sit on the top of the plinth, I'll have my hour on my own, I'll write in my diary. But I also kind of thought, I need to hide from the rain in case it rains on my diary. So I've got an umbrella, I've got a blanket to put over it so it looks like I'm kind of in bed. So I'm holding the brolly up, I've got the blanket over the top, and then I've got my bicycle light underneath it so I can see what I'm reading, see what I'm writing. And then I thought it was kind of interesting where that's what I was doing, but how would people perceive what I was doing and what they'd think I would be doing and why they think I'd be doing it. So while I'm writing in my diary, I'm going to write what I've done today and then try and have a think about what other people think I'm doing under there, and that it might look a bit weird, and I don't know, it's interesting to see what people think about why I've done it afterwards, because I always think it's fun that you've got the artist's point of view and the sort of viewer's point of view, and they don't actually know what you're doing unless you tell them, and they can kind of get an interpretation of what you're doing, so that kind of side of it.
Yeah. Brilliant. Is keeping a diary something that you think is important, or that's important to you personally?
I do tend to write more negative things in it though, or whenever I've had a shit day or something really bad happens, then I write in it. I never seem to write anything good, which I kind of thought was another thing, to sit down for an hour and write positive things and think positively while I'm in there, or while I'm up there. But I think it is important to do it, because you can, when you read back, like the one I've got now, I've had it for three years, and reading back at the beginning bits and seeing how you were there, the thoughts you're having and what you're stressing about, and how what you stress about now and how you've changed and evolved, it's quite interesting.
Yeah. Brilliant. And who are you doing this for, would you say?
Me? Yeah. Nobody's coming to see me. I've not asked anybody to see me. I've only told 3 people, I think, 4 people, so I'm not particularly bothered about anybody knowing, or I'm just doing it because if I wanted to do it.
Yeah, great. And can you tell me a little bit about you personally, about you as a person?
Slightly work obsessed, interior architect. Architect, yeah. So kind of interior design, but not cushions and curtains. I do that as well, but I do more sort of interiors to architecture. So it's really good, and I'm quite kind of obsessive about getting things right and things being neat, and I suppose the whole thing where you're drawing drawings all day and everything's got to be measured, and anybody who knows me through work will know I know all the little details about everything, so I'm always kind of getting asked for stuff, so which is quite good. So yeah, it's good.
And you're from Barnsley?
Yes. Yeah. I left there be 10 years ago, and I've been in London 6 years on the 3rd of August.
And how are you finding it, being here?
It's good. When I first got here, I thought I might want to go and live in New York, which I still want to go and do, but I thought I'd do it when I get bored of London. But I seem to be enjoying London more and more, but I'm not really getting bored of it, so I'm just waiting until I get bored, then I'll go somewhere else.
Brilliant. And you said you go and see quite a lot of art. What kind of art do you generally like?
I've got a few sort of favourite galleries that I go to. I tend to go to like the White Cube and Haunch of Venison. and Serpentine Design Museum, sort of Tate Modern, Tate Britain. Then there's, I live near Vyner Street, and there's loads of nice little galleries down there as well. So I just tend to go, and Parasol Unit as well. So I just tend to go around ones that I like, because I go to them because they've got really good exhibitions on, and the new Whitechapel Gallery as well. But I'd like anything really, just again seeing how other people make art and why they do it. So I kind of have a look around first, and then I'll get the information of the press release and then read it and then look at it again and see if I got from it what they wanted me to get from it and blah blah blah, blah. So yeah.
And what do you think of this project?
I think it's quite good. I think the first people on have probably got a hard job, and by the end people will have seen what people expect. So they'll probably do something a bit more predictable, or they'll try and do something completely random. So maybe the first people who've gone out, go on, are probably more original, because they've not had any precedent for what to do when they go on there. So it'll be interesting to see the range of all of them at the end, and how many, like a tally of how many people just sat there and, I don't know, had a cigarette or something. Or, so no.
And what do you think it will have?
I don't know, I think London's known for its art anyway, but definitely being in a public place and being so visible, especially in the middle of summer when everybody goes to Trafalgar Square, it's a good spot to have it. And people will talk about it, and people like things that have been on TV. It's a whole celebrity thing, so if they've seen it, they'll tell the mates that they've seen it, and they'll talk about it, and maybe they'll talk about what they want to do when they're up there, and it'll probably create a lot of debate between people, so it's a good thing.
Yeah. Brilliant. Can you tell me a little bit more about you and what's important to you in life? it's a general question, but I'm just trying to get more of a picture of what drives you, I suppose.
Friends, I suppose, and my family and my little niece and nephew and stuff like that. Money at the moment, because I've got no money, so I'm same as everybody else in the country. So I'm trying to get myself out of debt and stuff, and then I'll get a house and do all that. And I want to go travelling quite a lot, but again, this is all kind of caps on money and when you get money. So I've got lots of plans. So when I get some money, then I'll do what I've been planning to do. So, yeah.
Great. And what's it like being an interior designer?
Like
an interior architect?
Interior architect, I get that right. I moaned about that. So it was on my business card at work. They wouldn't put it. So I made them put interior, well, I asked them to put interior architecture BA and then put the thing. What did you ask me?
What is it like? What do you like about it?
I suppose it's like anything. It is what you make of it. It can be a 9-to-5 thing, or more like, for me, it's more like a lifestyle kind of thing. It's what you do. Into art and stuff at the weekends, and going to galleries, and I read loads of magazines and books, and I'm out and about, and you kind of notice things. So it's not like, I don't know, being an accountant or something like that, where you just, it's a 9-to-5 thing. It's a complete kind of lifestyle thing, and everything in your house, you can buy designer cups, so you and appreciate everything in the world. You could, like, that chair's crap, or that chair's nice, or there's a lot of kind of fulfillment from things like that, and going into nice buildings, and you're always kind of interacting with arts everywhere you are. So I'd say I'm interior architect, but I'm really interested in all forms of art, so it's good.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about you? How you're feeling now about your stand on the 4th Pinth?
No, I just think I'm just going to sit there and do what I just said. As long as no one throws anything at me. I'll get booed. Well, I don't really care. I can boo all the like. They can't get to me. yeah.
Great. But. Okay. Brilliant. Well, thank you very much.